Oh, that's right. Having fun here in the studio right here at WCRS like we always do when we have Jim Medford. And today we even have Denise with us here today. And I understand you just got back from a worldwide tour here, Jim.
I did, Ann. I had the privilege and opportunity to go to Singapore, to Jakarta, Indonesia, and Seoul, South Korea, right when the Olympics was finishing up. And the company I'm heading up in California is truly a global supplier, so it's really interesting and fun what I'm doing.
So, and this company is a pill company?
No.
What kind of company is it, Jim?
We are eye specialists, and we make sterile eye drops and contact lens solutions, and now we're getting into the eardrop category. So I want people to hear your radio station clearly, so we entered that market specifically for you.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, you know, you just got in this morning or late last night.
This morning we flew on the red eye from Los Angeles to be here, so...
How is the lawlessness in California? I understand it's pretty bad when Jeff Sessions has to go out there and try to straighten him up with ICE and everything.
You know, and California is a beautiful state, and I'm proud to be out there as the head of the Republican Party, which includes the Hollywood area, and I'm converting him one at a time. I've got, I figure, 17 and a half million more to go, but we'll be there. We'll be there.
Okay. So comes the next election, you're going to be very busy one at a time.
We're going to turn that into a red state somehow.
Good luck, Jim, because they keep coming across the border. And, you know, like in Texas, they don't even, they're on the honor system. This is a thing that I've just heard. I don't know if you've heard this.
I have not.
They are on the honor system. Are you a U.S. citizen? Yes, I am. Sign right here. Get your voter registration card. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It is. It really is.
But anyways, that's not what we're here
this
to do.
This is not a political show, is it?
Yes, it is.
Not today, it's not.
But it is kind of interesting to see the difference. I often say that California is another country, and I might be true on that.
It is true, especially when you look at the tax system, because I went from a consultant position to actually being the chairman and CEO of the company over there. And the state tax in California is 13.3% versus, I believe, our 5%.
Right.
And everything it costs to do business is significantly higher there. So, Heather, gear up for the spec building that we have on Highway 24. 25? It is 25. I don't know where I am. Because I would love to see us move our facilities here.
Here, back to Greenwood, South Carolina.
The commute would be better for me as well.
It would be. Yeah. It would be. But, of course, it is the time of the year where things start happening for the Symetra Tour this year.
Yep.
And you're doing another Symetra Tour.
We are, Ann, and we do have an announcement. You're the first to really publicly put this out there. After 5 years, and this will be our fifth year, and we're very excited about this year, we do have a whole list of legends coming back. This will be our last year, I hate to say.
Wow.
Yep. And
can you have it for 10 years?
We have a 10-year contract, but there was obviously clauses in there that allow for, you know, when certain circumstances arise to be able to, you know, do that. And we met with the Symetra LPGA group last fall out in Los Angeles. They were out there to do an LPGA charity event, and we were invited to come out with there. Well, I was already there, so Denise and I went to go to do that, and made them aware of, you know, what was going on. And what was going on is that, you know, after 5 years in a community our size, this is a significant event to fund and do. Mm-hmm. You start getting a little, you know, sponsor fatigue. And I can tell you there was a lot of Jim and Denise fatigue and Tracy fatigue and Larry, our chef, and everybody back at the club, because it takes an awful lot. It's a full-year project. And really with me kind of living three-quarters of the time in Los Angeles now, it was just becoming a significant challenge. But we're proud of what we were able to do in 5 years, because we have this event has allowed us all to give back to the community of Greenwood over $1 million in support to women's and children's causes and needs. Mm-hmm. So we're extremely proud of that.
Absolutely.
We have brought in an average of about 15,000 people a year for this event as far as attendance. We've had national and international exposure to Greenwood because of the coverage of the tournament. And I think it's really helped put us all on the map in a different light, in mm-hmm. a different venue like golf, to highlight, you know, more about what Greenwood has to offer. So I think when we look back at all of this, that's why we started this. It wasn't just to have a golf tournament. It was, you know, we looked at it in a bigger picture standpoint. And we accomplished what we had hoped this would have generated for us. But it's time to do other things now. So this will be it. We're going to go out with a bang, okay, not a whimper. We've got some really exciting stuff going on for this year. So some of those are we're really spreading out each year. We try to spread out all the activities around the golf tournament to all of Greenwood. So on Saturday night is the Wanna Beatles coming to Uptown Greenwood.
The Wanna Beatles.
Yeah, with Sir Paul McCartney, look-alike, will be there. And so they will all be playing in the right outside of the Inn on the Square in front of County Bank. We have a big stage being set up. The Wanna Beatles are a fantastic group, so we're doing that in conjunction with the community theater.
Is that going to be the Saturday night before Mother's Day?
Yes. Okay, the Saturday night before Mother's Day.
So that would be the 12th.
Right, and then on Friday night, mm-hmm. before the Saturday night before Mother's Day,
yes,
we have we're going to help celebrate the official grand opening on the Break on the Lake restaurant. And we'll have the massive firework display and music entertainment out at the Break on the Lake restaurant.
Wow, okay.
On Friday night. So, and then Sunday, of course, is the world-class
Mother's Day brunch.
International largest Mother's Day brunch.
International.
Yeah.
No pressure, right, Denise?
tell that to our chef, Larry. He can start planning now.
International. They were concerned in Indonesia and Singapore and Korea about what we're doing for Mother's Day. So
that's
we're,
good.
We're ready to
and
go
California.
International. And California, yes. So we're excited about, you know, the Mother's Day and the finish. And then during the whole week, we have the Meet the Pros reception for all of our sponsors on Tuesday night. We have the practice rounds on Monday. We have the pro-ams on Wednesday. The tournament starts Thursday. And the final exciting finish is always Sunday, Mother's Day. So a lot that always goes on with all of this. And
not to mention an additional contribution for the Women's and Children's Health for the final, which will put us over
$1.3 million total. Thank you, Denise. Yes, the $1.3 million, another $250,000 will be given back. And I'll tell you what's really neat about that. We've done this for the last 2 years, and we'll do it again this coming December. What we do is we invite all of our sponsors and recipients, the organizations like Beyond Abuse and Connie Maxwell and the Burton Center, the YMCA,
colleges,
Bowers Rogers Children's Home, Piedmont Tech, Lander University, you name it, that we've supported over the last 5 years. We invite them all to a big lunch at the club, Bermuda's. And we have each one come up and talk about their organization, and we have one of our sponsors help present the check. So we pass out over $250,000 every December to all these organizations here in Greenwood. And, you know, no matter how tired we are and what's going on for the coming year again, that's what made it all worthwhile. That's what made it all worthwhile for us.
You know, you all have made a huge contribution to the Symetra Tour. I mean, you have gotten them to up their game, all these different clubs out there, mm-hmm. because, you know, you were, what was that saying that you used to have?
Go big or go home. Yes.
Yeah, you made them go bigger or go home, and everybody has had to step up their game. So not only the good that's come to the community here, but also to all those gals that are participating in the Symetra Tour has made a big difference there, too.
Well, thank you for mentioning that, because that is definitely another benefit. The average purse on the Symetra Tour when we started 5 years ago was $100,000. So you've got 72 of these great young ladies, and they are all great. These are athletes. These are really the best of the best for, you know, what we are producing as a nation. And in many levels, not just golf. I mean, just in their attitude and what they do, their work ethic, you name it. So you can imagine even if you won a tournament, they would get $15,000.
Right.
They drive all over or fly all over the United States.
Live in their cars. Yeah, exactly.
So now the average purse is $175,000.
What a difference.
And, you know, we were the first at 200. We were the first at 250 because we had a little competition from some place called, what state was that, Denise? South Dakota? Never heard of it before. But anyway.
Yes, but they have an Indian reservation and a casino, which we, that might be the next project that comes.
That is. That's what we're going to do with Goat Island. That's going to be our Indian reservation casino.
Right.
But anyway, you know, there's, I think, three tournaments at 200,000 or more now,
mm-hmm.
but the average is 175. So, you know, we are excited for what that's done, and so is the LPGA Tour.
Absolutely.
We've been recognized for that, and, you know.
And then just bringing an emphasis to women's golf and bringing in the legends. You know, that's been a huge part of what has been brought here to Greenwood.
I'll tell you, the legends ladies have been phenomenal, and you've had
right.
the opportunity to spend time with all of them over the last few years. We have 14 of them coming back for this last year. So we have Jan Stevenson, we have Cindy Rarick, we have Val Skinner. Denise has got to quickly look up the names. Chris Cheddar.
Nancy Lopez.
Nancy had knee surgery, and
oh
she's
goodness.
Recovering. And matter of fact, Nancy was in Singapore. She was landing when I was taking off. Can you imagine that?
Unbelievable.
So we're texting each other from the Singapore airport. You know, what a small world
that is.
You know, so she was there being honored by the LPGA because they had an international tour going on, a tournament in Singapore. And they invited Nancy out for just one more accolade for what she's doing. So here's the list. Michelle McGann, a lot of guys would know her. She's Nancy Scranton, Lori Rinker, Holla Stacey. You know, we talk a lot about Nancy and Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Holla Stacey has won more major championships than either one of those two ladies.
Wow.
And she is a great, great lady. Sherry Turner, Val Skinner, I mentioned Cindy Figg, Kathy Johnston. So we got a great list of players that are coming back. Beth Daniels was going to come. She came here mm-hmm. twice.
Yes, she did. Yep.
But she has lost sight in one of her eyes. She's having. So her and I have been texting each other because of my eye, you know, business now versus what she's kind of going through. And
Beth lives down in Charleston?
No, she lives in Florida.
Okay.
But you know,
she went to school here.
She went to school at Furman.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
Right.
She's got a lot of big ties here. That's why we were hoping that, you know, we could get her back, but she just is dealing with eyesight issues, unfortunately. And Betsy King, we've had her here. She's having some surgery issues as well. So I guess time catches
this old age thing is just for the birds.
It really
man.
Is. Time
we
catches up.
We got Jeff in the hospital with triple bypass. I mean,
Well, I'm glad to hear that he's doing well, and
he
it was
is.
Done here locally in Greenwood.
Yeah, it
and,
was.
You know what a great heart program we have at Self Regional. Which is, by the way, our title sponsor, as you can see on my shirt.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but yeah, what a great program we have here. And it's great that he was able to go through a major procedure and do extremely well. And what the doctor was, Dr. Z.
Russians.
Yeah.
Dr. Z, but he's a good doctor.
Well, we're an international hospital because all of our doctors, we only, can only have to go by Dr. C, Dr. Z, or whatever
can't
the case may be.
Their name. Right?
Exactly. So,
but yeah, he's Jeff is doing very well, and they couldn't have been nicer or more better to him there at the hospital. The only thing is, Jeff thinks he should be ready for marathons, and you know, gosh darn, he's not.
Well, that's a great change from Jeff wanting to be in marathons. But you know what, Anne, if you're going to collude with the Russians,
yes,
Dr. Z is the way to go.
Absolutely.
So.
Went through Rochester to here. His wife is Russian, too. I'll tell you one really cute story about Dr. Z. I hope he doesn't mind that I tell this. Jeff is in, they're trying to wake Jeff up. And Jeff is moving around. He has told him before he had the surgery that he's very difficult to wake up from anesthesia. So it's like 5:30 in the afternoon, and Jeff's moving a little bit. So Dr. Z comes in. How's the patient? It's good. He's starting to wake up, but he's not waking up yet. He puts one arm on one side of the bed, said, puts one arm on the other side of the bed, said, and he looks at him, and he goes, Mr. Eller, you've had surgery. Wake up. Jeff didn't move. I just knew he was going to pop his fingers like waking up from, you know, boom, you're
Sleeping
awake.
Beauty yeah, right? Or Snow White.
But it didn't work, so I didn't feel too bad that I couldn't wake him up either. But yeah, they've given him top-notch care,
good.
And that cardiac intensive care unit is something to behold.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Anyways, what else we got here? We've got time to hear a quick word from our sponsor, South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. Hey, if you got a question or a comment, go ahead and give us a call, 229-7984. We'll be back with Jim Medford and Denise Medford right here from beautiful studios of WCRS.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy.
And hey, gals, there's nothing like showing a little love and sharing a little love. How about a pocket watch for that hard-to-shop-for guy? They're all 40% off right now. You can buy one working condition, good-looking pocket watch, whether he wears it, uses it, or just sets it on his desk as a memento that time is ticking and our love is great.
Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
Make him happy. Check online at theantiquevintageremporium.com or call us 229-6613 or just stop by 637 Durst Avenue East. We're right back here, WCRS. We're talking to the Wheeler dealer himself, the one who thinks that he's the only one that ever coined the phrase go big or go home, and I showed him this magazine with in store, and they have the big story, go big or go home.
Yeah, my attorney will be consulting him soon based on trademark infringement.
Trademark infringement. Yeah, there you go.
If only.
All right. Well, anyways, the Symetra Tour, this is going to be the final year of the Symetra Tour. That means it will be bigger and bigger and bigger for this final one. It's kind of like the final fireworks, right?
It really is, and we are going to definitely go out big for Greenwood. And I want to thank all of our sponsors. I mean, because without that support for the last 5 years, none of this could have ever happened. So we've had sponsors, of course, Self Regional being the title sponsor from the beginning. Fuji has been there from day one. County Bank. You know, you get into the name game, it's going to bite you, but I'm going to go try it anyway. The Rehab Hospital. Blith and Harley Funeral Homes. I'll never forget a story. Somebody was I had a meeting with, and they knew that I was meeting with I believe it was Harley at that time, and I come running down and they said I got to ask. Did you get? I said, absolutely. I said, I did. I said, Harley and Blith are on board. And so, you know, that's what's great about Greenwood. Everybody from all areas come up to support this. You know, the car dealers, we've had Gary Russ, Bal Ballantyne 1 year, Jim Furman a couple of years.
Quality
Chrysler. Again, I my goal is to highlight, not forget, but, you know,
We've had a lot of support all the way across the line.
And we got new support this year. Even Tajian, that hasn't even broke ground yet, has stepped up to take a key sponsorship with this. Capsigel, my God, they have been significant players from the throughout this. Even with the corporate changes that they've gone through, they have been there right from the start and asking what can they do more to help. So it's been truly, truly a labor of love from our standpoint, but it's been a labor of love for all of us in Greenwood that's made this happen.
Well, just think about what you've learned. The first year, I remember how the golf course and all the requirements to get everything just perfect.
It's that way every year.
Right, still. But you had to learn how to do that the first year.
Yeah, the manual is that they require for a tournament as far as conditions and speed of the greens and all the different things that have to go on in preparation for the tournament is significant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's been great for us. I mean, as a club, we've raised the condition of the course significantly, I think, because of Symetra for the last 5 years, and we're going to continue to do that. You know, it just doesn't stop at the end of this year. It's what we do now. It's part of our standard operating procedures, if you're in manufacturing, SOPs.
Absolutely. And you know what's neat? Here you are. You know, we're talking about women's health issues and everything. And do you know today is International Women's Day?
Wow.
Yes, he knew that. He's the one that coined that phrase, too. Just ask him.
To all my Asian ladies that I met over the last 2 weeks, this is for you.
Okay, March 8th, International Women's Day, yes.
So, every day should be International Women's Day, right, Anne?
It is at my house, Anne. I don't know about yours, but it truly is at my house.
Okay, whatever.
But anyways, that's pretty neat. And I think the strides that have been made and the attention that's been put on women's health through the Symetra Tour certainly has been a big part of it, too.
Yeah, and it's first I want to say it's not just women's, it's also children. But focusing on the women's for a moment, we've had the hospital that brings out their mobile health van every year and does free mammograms. Thank you. Monogram.
No.
They monogram your mammogram while you're there.
No, they don't do mammograms.
Well, they did the first couple of years to
screenings.
They do five different screenings for ladies' health things. So that's been nice. But the awareness level has been...
I think that's a big part, is the awareness,
And we, I tell you, we make a six-figure contribution back to the hospital from this tournament every year that goes strictly for women's health investments at the hospital. So that's big. And then from the children's standpoint, to tie in with Bowers Rogers Children's Home, Connie Maxwell, the Beyond Abuse scenarios that we all deal with, working with tying in the Humane Society, even though they're not a direct beneficiary, but we have programs going on with a dog team that goes in with to help counseling with the
Beyond Abuse.
We tied in with Diana Pet Foods, SPF, for that program. So there's so many different things that go on that are part of this tournament that don't really... you know, come out. That's what's been exciting. And that's been the learning curve, is how do you take an event like this and truly turn it into something that benefits the whole community? And that's been our labor of love. And that's been the learning curve that we've gone through. And it's been a privilege and an honor for us to be a part of this.
You brought a lot to the table. You brought a lot of awareness, and you've brought a lot of good things into this community that never probably would have happened the way it has happened. So I think you should take a bow.
Oh.
Take a bow for all that you've done.
This is a community bow.
Right.
It's a community
absolutely.
Bow. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not one person that can pull that off.
Well, and that is one of the things that it's always been a multifaceted approach it's not just been a golf tournament. It's been a golf tournament that brings a lot of people
together
in the community, from the sponsors and the public learning about different sponsors' businesses, what they do, from the radio support that you've given. I mean, you've been out there every year interviewing the players, giving color to the players. I mean, just bringing a whole different aspect of all of it that's not just golf, but then the community, just the companies that do sponsor, also many of them get their employees involved, and it's a great way for us to get, have more volunteers participate because their companies are supporting it.
Well, let's talk about the volunteers. There's a few that I do want to mention. Wally Stevenson, from year one, for the first 3 years, head up really the operations of this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the heavy lifting, for me to go out and do work with the sponsors and promote the tournament. That's the easy job, really. The hard job is coordinating 300 plus volunteers every year and dealing with all the different logistical things that have to
go on. The housing,
you name it. So a big shout out to Wally Stevenson. And now we have Scott Bradick. After 3 years, that takes a toll. And so he passed the baton to Scott Bradick. Scott, for the last 2 years, has done a phenomenal job taking over a big shoes to fill from Wally. We have Mike Mulvaney. We have Ron Melinder, who's for the last couple of years headed up the scoring committee. There's so many of the volunteers. Again, we couldn't do it without the sponsors. But we surely could not do it without all the volunteers that have...
The caddies.
Well, and volunteers that don't necessarily play golf but want to be involved in this community event. And we've been blessed with good weather, thankfully, every year. So, that knock on wood, one more year. But you don't have to be a golfer. You don't really have to know anything about golf to get involved with that. So, whether you're doing it through your community or through your company or just... want to be involved in some way, there's certainly an opportunity. And then our staff.
Our staff is, we
have a small staff, and we have...
Small but mighty.
Yes, they are. They are that. And they're excellent. We have the best in their fields in every aspect of, from the restaurant with our chef, Larry Johnson, now our golf pro... Patrick Wilson, and our maintenance superintendent is Keith Bishop. We have Tommy Pendley, who's right there supporting, and he has his Tommy Pendley Golf Academy. Well, Tommy's been a caddy.
And a mentor for some of the players.
Yes. So, right there at Stony Point in Bermuda's, we've got...
our wait staff, Amy and Jennifer and... rattle them off, because I have to go eat there tonight, so rattle off the rest of them.
Well, they change over the years, but Amy and Jennifer have been there the past couple of years. Reagan and Maggie and Casey and Charlesy. I mean, we're very, very, very
love
proud.
Love you all, ladies. See you in a couple hours.
The other staff in the kitchen, I mean, when the players come, the players are housed, almost all of them, by volunteer families, as you're aware of. But then we feed them, and then we also are charged with feeding the public, that comes, the
4 days of
meet the pros reception.
That's a big night.
Mother's Day brunch on Sunday.
I think
Sunday.
There's 700 meals that we serve throughout the week.
Feeding
so
the
it's
volunteers.
Like showtime.
Every day.
It's showtime.
700 meals every day for 7 days. We have our food service provider, Cisco, who's one of our sponsors. They actually drop two trailers with the inventory of the food just for to have it there. That's how much we go through. Publix donates the water. We go through 7,000 bottles, 16-ounce bottles of water for the week. So we have pallets of water that Publix donates. You know, again,
just
there's
goes
so
on and on
many.
And
it just
on.
Goes on
I,
and on
you
and
know,
on.
You know, I think, yeah, it takes a big community to make it happen.
Coca-Cola, our beverage supplier.
I can tell you, when we leave here, I'll be in the car and I'll be kicking myself in the rear end for forgetting some things that I'm forgetting. So I apologize to everybody involved in this tournament if I have not put it out there, but you're in our hearts all the time. I've had 3 hours sleep in the last 48, so bear with me a little bit. Plus, I'm getting a little bit older, so the memory's not as good as it was. So
that's why I'm here. Your
that's
support
why you're here.
Staff.
That's right. That's right. Denise is here.
And then we'll both get in the car and say, "Why didn't we mention this?" Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, but you know, everybody should just know that it takes everybody pulling on the same string to make it happen.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to talk about it here because we feel like, you know, we live and breathe it for all year long, but yet, you know, now for the past 5 years. And then on rare occasions, you'll have somebody say, "Well, we didn't know anything about it." Are you under a rock?
And that definitely drives me through the roof when I hear that. I'm going, really? It's only been in the paper, on the radio, on 48, now it's 52 billboards from Asheville to the Columbia about this. So the statewide, and I want to thank the Golf Channel too. They have put Greenwood on the map big time. Big league. Big league. Have you ever heard that before?
Big league. No, I don't think I have. That's a new one, Jim.
Well, and you know, the other organization that comes to mind that's instrumental in a lot of change that's happening out on the lake is Connect Lake Greenwood as part
Jimmy
of their
Pettman
chamber
Connect
organization. You know, we're all the way out at the lake, which is a whopping 8 miles from the bypass. But, you know, this is 28 countries represented,
right.
15 to 17,000 people that come all the way out to Lake Greenwood and see what we have to offer. And then now with the work that Connect Lake Greenwood has done and soon to open Break on the Lake. I mean, there's a lot going on out there. So, you know, we love to call it home, and we have for 18 years.
And we're opening up a Target and an Olive Garden out on the lake.
Really?
But I'll tell you what.
Target.
Oh, it's my favorite. Sorry, but I will tell you, if anybody chooses to move to Greenwood, there's myself and a few other excellent REMAX agents that can help you find the perfect home. And REMAX is the
one
premier agent in agency in Greenwood for buying and selling property. So there you go.
By the way, are they a sponsor of the Symetra Tour?
Yes, they are a sponsor of the Symetra Tour. But they happen to be a little bit near and dear to my heart since that's, you know, one of the jobs that I also have. So he's not the only one that went back to work.
Well, that's great. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. You are listening to WCRS.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, WCRS, right here in Greenwood. I have the one and only Jim Medford and his lovely wife, Denise Medford, sitting right across from me in my studio. And Jim, I know you're only here for, what, 3 days?
Yes.
I was lucky to snag you like this.
Yeah, and you're literally the first person, other than my two dogs were happy to see me when we walked in.
I'm glad to fall right behind the dogs.
You
I
were
feel
right.
good.
you're in lick, great lick. Company.
Big shout out to Charlie and Callie back at the house who are probably listening. You know, I want to just say something, Ann, because I know we're running short on time, that while this is the last year, it's going to be the best year by far of what's going on with this tournament, because we are really wanting to show and showcase
Pulling out all the stops.
We're pulling out all the stops. We want to showcase Greenwood in a phenomenal year. So this is your last opportunity if you want to be a sponsor and be a part of the biggest event that we have that gives back to the green community in so many ways. Please contact us. If you want to volunteer, and we need the volunteers still too, please contact us.
And after 5 years, you've got it down good on what is required to be a volunteer and work the program.
Exactly.
And first year, it was kind of tough, right?
First year, we were all learning.
You're right.
We're now experts. We know enough to be dangerous now. So I will say this, that you don't need to know anything about golf to be a part of this. So as far as a volunteer. And as far as a sponsor, we have so many different programs that we can tie in your message to what's going on with all of these people in town and all the advertising that goes along, because we have billboards, we have newspaper, we have magazine, we have radio, we have television, both regional and national, behind this tournament. So it is a huge opportunity to showcase all of Greenwood.
And you have individuals that turn into customers of your business because they now know about your spot, you know, they now know about more of the companies. So
exactly.
Well, and I think that it brings so much to the table, and it would be so good to be a particular part of the final one. I think that would really bring a nice closure to it, and I know that you're looking to go out with a big donation, so people need to be bringing in family and friends, because you know what? Next year ain't going to come, folks. You got to get it this year.
Yeah, and that's that, you know, when it came time to really make the difficult decision, and this was a painful, difficult decision for us to make emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Not
well, you get attached.
Not physically or anything like that, because it's actually going to improve quality of life next year. But this is, you know, what we've done and what we do each year to not have that 2019 Christmas celebration when we pass out checks. That's going to be, and Denise and I are probably going to have to figure out to do what we do personally, but to help.
I was going to say, Jim, it's not a problem. You can still do it.
Yeah, we have that. We have. That's why I'm back working, Ann.
It's also, by the way, the little plug for us, it's not too early to make your reservations for Mother's Day brunch, because that does fill up quickly.
Yeah. And what a great way to celebrate Mother's Day, because everything's in bloom. And, you know, we've planted azaleas and dogwoods. And, you know, it is beautiful what we've done. We've put a lot into aesthetics out there in the club. And to sit there and look out over that and have a great, you know.
We're going to have hole 13 this year?
We're going to have hole 13.
Yes.
All
13 is going to be. Tiki bar on 13.
Tiki bars will be out there. The boats will be out there. The music will be out there. So a lot going on at hole 13. The Mother's Day brunch is going to be world-class by our chef Larry and our staff and his kitchen staff with Tay and everybody and Nick now, right?
No.
Neil. Neil, I love you, baby. But anyway, everybody there.
We've been gone.
Everybody will be, you know, putting their best out, and then they have that brunch, and then go out and see the end of the tournament. My God,
so they're gonna want to buy. They're gonna want to buy a souvenir.
They want to buy a souvenir. We're gonna have all the, you know, the merchandise tent out there. What a great way to get a souvenir of the Women's Health Classic. So we're gonna have everything in the best shape we can possibly do to go out.
Well, I think
it's
a great opportunity for people to bring people in for this tournament. You know, I think sometimes people say, oh, we'll catch it next year. You are listening to WCRS, but bring them this year. And are we going to have any people from Indonesia here, Jim?
We are.
California. We are.
Well, I was just thinking, since that's where they...
In Chicago.
Yeah, we're international
Chicago,
tournament.
Chicago.
Hey, thank you. A big shout out to my high school, Willowbrook High School, and all the Warriors that are listening, because they all come on to listen to this broadcast. And Jennifer, Purcell is one of our dearest friends, and she's battling some significant health issues. But she's a warrior, and she's going to come through this, and she knows she has our love and support. But all of our friends, Teresa, Mary Ellen, Tom Newman, all these people, Deb Sermon, that come in, Deb Cubes, that all come in to help work this tournament every year as volunteers.
And my sister from California.
And Denise's sister from California. We're going to have the Indonesians here. We're going to do the traditional snake dance out there that they do in Indonesia. You name it, we got it going on.
See? Okay, so that's another reason to be there and don't miss. Now, the dates again are what, the 10th through the 13th?
Yes.
If you say so, Ann. Thank you.
That's right. Yep, the 13th is Mother's Day. So the 10th through the 13th, all kinds of events that you'll be able to. Now, just out of curiosity, are the Legends playing?
The Legends are playing on Tuesday in the Pro-Am with our sponsors. Mm-hmm. They will be there Tuesday night for the Meet the Pros reception, and they'll be staying in town, so they'll be, you'll see all these Legends. We're going to be working with, like we have in the past, going to pull that together with the Inn on the Square, because that's where they all stay, because they can then walk around and shop in Greenwood, which these ladies like to spend money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do like to have adult beverages, too, by the way. I'm going to tell you, they are a wild group of ladies, but they are fun to be with. And they're, I mean, to sit there and, if you've grown up watching golf, and to have a Nancy Lopez over the years, and a Jan Stevenson, and a Beth Dan, and all these great names have been to Greenwood. Cindy Rarick, who is, you know, outstanding, because she helps coordinate all this every year for us.
Raring Rarick. There you go.
They're in Hawaii. Jan Stevenson and Cindy Rarick are in Hawaii doing golf clinics as we speak.
Doing they were their yoga on the beach first thing in the morning.
Exactly.
Yes. Yep.
You know, how cool is it when Nancy Lopez is texting you, because we're both, you know, I'm taking off and she's landing in Singapore.
Newlywed
married Nancy with Ed Lopez.
Ed Lopez, there you go.
Trini, we call him Trini. But anyway, and then but Jan and Cindy are texting us because they're, you know, in Hawaii with the time change. It's really changed our life a lot. And these people have become friends. They're great people.
Absolutely.
Great people.
And you and Denise have done so much to bring something that you would never have thought would have come to little old Greenwood, the Symetra Tour. Big tour, 5 years coming up. This is the fifth year. You're to be congratulated, and all the people that work hard to make this happen are to be congratulated, as are all the monies that have been raised for all the charities, the women's charities and children's charities. So this is a big positive, and it will be sorely missed. I always enjoy getting to meet all these gals and everything, but I know I'll see him on the trail again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And who knows what the future brings. But, you know, as things, you know, we may need just to hit a refresh at some point. But right now we're going to do it right, take a break, and we'll see where we go from here. But, you know, it's exciting stuff, and we're looking forward to this year.
Absolutely. So stay tuned. More to come. Jim Medford, Denise Medford, thanks so much for being my guest this afternoon on Meet Me at the Diner.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
your time, Ann. Thank you.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.